So here we are together on this last morning of the last month of the year, together for the last time in 2023. On a morning like this, this last day of the year, it's hard not to reflect on the year that is coming to a close, the year that has been, the year that as of tonight at midnight will be no more. It's true, of course, that tomorrow is just another day. In most ways, it is like any other day with 24 hours that we will have at our disposal to do with as we wish. A day in which, God willing, the sun will rise and the sun will set. The planets will continue in their orbits. People will be born. People will die. Birds will fly in the air. Fish will swim the sea. Mountain streams will flow. And I had to throw this in. Protons and neutrons and electrons and quarks will do whatever it is that they do. That's as good as I can get. Tomorrow, in most ways, will be a day just like any other day. And tomorrow is January 1st, 2024. The first day not only of a new month, but of a new year. And it is hard not to reflect on the year that's about to begin, seemingly offering us a fresh start. So, in a few moments, I'm going to give us all an opportunity to do a little reflecting. But first, I want to clarify that we're not doing that so that we can resolve together how we're going to do better in the year to come, how we're going to work harder or maybe work less, how we're going to eat better, which might mean eating less, how we're going to exercise more, sleep less, volunteer more, loaf around on the couch less. None of that is intended to be the point of the reflecting which I'm going to invite us into. Nor is the purpose of our reflecting to resolve together how we're going to be better in the year to come, how we're going to be maybe more compassionate and less critical, more grateful and less grinchy, more joyful and less judgy. That is not the point of the reflecting I'm going to invite us into. The reflecting I will invite us to do is about listening and learning and paying attention and discerning. It's about holding and healing and being and becoming. This reflecting is based on a blessing for a new year that I stumbled upon last week on a website called Enfleshed, Spiritual Nourishment for Collective Liberation. So before I read it, I invite you to settle in, getting as comfortable as you can in this place. Close your eyes if you wish. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your back on the chair. Maybe pay attention to your breathing in and breathing out. I did hear a meditation teacher say one time that when we pay attention to our breathing, it's one of the only times that we're actually fully present in the moment. We're not thinking about something in the future. We're not thinking about something in the past. We're not worrying. We're paying attention. We're fully present. So I invite you, if you wish, to pay attention to your breathing and listen to this blessing for a new year. In threshold places where endings meet beginnings, we are invited to listen backward as we move forward. What can we learn from the year past, from how evil played its cards, or from relationships gained and lost? What brought you deep delight when everything was swirling? To whom were you able to turn to, and what challenged you to grow? Individually and collectively, none of us are the same now as we were when this year began. For some of these changes, we weep, and for others, we rejoice. But from each, we carry something forward, a feeling, a lesson, a memory, a challenge, a call to solidarity. Collectively, we acknowledge a kind of closing and a fresh start that offers only as much meaning as we need from it, inviting us not to wage war on ourselves, but just to pause and pay attention to our longings. A new year does not need to mean, a new you. You do not need to make demands of yourself grounded in messages that are only meant to make you feel inadequate or unlovable. Your worth is ineffable, beyond description, and is a constant that carries from year to year. Move gently with yourself into 2024, speaking instead words of possibility, committing to that which calls you, letting yourself be lured by the sacred toward your own becoming. Make only resolutions that will lead to more flourishing of life, yours and others. Reject individualistic notions of what will lead to success and channel your growing in the directions of what we can become, of what we can create, of what we can divest from, of what we must claim, of what we must fight, of how we might love together. I have copies of this blessing that I'm going to pass out to you so that you can read it. And then I'm going, as you're holding these, I'm going to read it again. And I'm going to invite you to pay attention to any words or phrases that jump out at you that cause a stirring in your spirit. And if you want to, make a mark on your paper. Because I think it's important not only at this time of year when there's so much propaganda about what are your New Year's resolutions? My two sons asked me yesterday, Mom, what are your resolutions? I said, I'm not going to make any. They said, what? I said, I'm going to make a resolution to not be so nice. They said, you say that every year. But this is a different way of thinking about the year that has passed and the year that is to come. What are the things, as we read through this again, that cause a stirring in your soul? Something maybe that you want to pay attention to later. Make the time to sit with this and listen. Listen and learn and pay attention and discern. And there won't be a quiz. They're not going to be collected. This is just for each of us. So here we go again. In threshold places where endings meet beginnings, we are invited to listen backward as we move forward. What can we learn from the year past? From how evil played its cards, or from relationships gained and lost? What brought you deep delight when everything was swirling? To whom were you able to turn to, and what challenged you to grow? Individually and collectively, none of us are the same now as we were when this year began. For some of these changes, we weep, and for others, we rejoice. But from each, we carry something forward, a feeling, a lesson, a memory, a challenge, a call to solidarity. Collectively, we acknowledge a kind of closing and a fresh start that offers only as much meaning as we need from it. Inviting us not to wage war on ourselves, but just to pause and pay attention to our longings. A new year does not need to mean a new you. You do not need to make demands of yourself grounded in messages that are only meant to make you feel inadequate or unlovable. Your worth is ineffable, beyond description, and is a constant that carries from year to year. Move gently with yourself into 2024, speaking instead words of possibility, committing to that which calls you, letting yourself be lured by the sacred toward your own becoming. Make only resolutions that will lead to more flourishing of life, yours and others. Reject individualistic notions of what will lead to success, and channel your growing in the directions of what we can become, of what we can create, of what we can divest from, of what we must claim, of what we must fight, of how we might love together. So as you reflect, I want to draw your attention briefly back to our gospel story for today. The story of Mary and Joseph taking their infant son to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as was decreed by the law. In that story, yes, it's about Jesus, baby, infant, young Jesus, being presented and dedicated to God. It's about Simeon and Anna's recognition of who he was, even as an infant. But I want to lift up something different, something additional this morning. I want to lift up the fact that in that story, we see what I think don't always pay attention to, a wide range of experiences and emotions. We see ritual, and we see the breaking in of the spirit. We see offering of sacrifices, two turtle doves, and we see a receiving of blessings. We hear that many will fall and many will rise. We hear of praise and amazement in the here and now, and we hear of soul-piercing pain that is yet to come. And we hear at the end of the story that the child, Jesus, grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. And we know, if we stop and think about that growing, that increase in strength and wisdom, that living, even with the favor of God upon him, brought all of more of those things that we see in today's story, brought more ritual as he grew up as a Jewish boy, and clearly brought more of the breaking in of God's spirit. It brought more of the offering of sacrifices and the receiving of blessings. It indeed brought the rise and fall of many. It certainly, in his living and growing, brought more praise and amazement, and it brought more soul-piercing pain. And aren't those the things that we find in our own lives also? There's certainly ritual, and not just here in church, but there are things that we do automatically without necessarily thinking very much about it, because we are expected to or because we have to, but there are things that give structure and meaning to our lives. And there's also on occasion the breaking in of God's Spirit, moments of joy or beauty that overwhelm us, and time sometimes seems to stand still. There are moments when some new and deep truth washes over us and changes the way that we think about something. There are moments when peace or hope or love flood our soul, and somehow in those moments, we know that everything is going to be okay. There are times when we offer sacrifices, probably not of turtle doves, but of our time, our energy, our agendas. And there certainly are times when we receive blessings. There are times in our own lives when things rise and fall, things go up and down. We succeed and we fail. Certainly there are occasions of praise and amazement, as well as occasions of soul-piercing pain. There's all of that and so much more, because that is what life is. That is what comes to us, all of those things, as we live our lives. And all of that, I think part of what we need to remember is all of that, all of the moments, all of the seasons, all of the emotions, all of the experiences, all of our life is holy, is sacred, is a gift to us from God. And I think part of what this blessing that we've read through helps us to do is consider that, because we're invited to not just pass through life automatically without thinking. We're meant to experience life, and not only to experience it, but to pay attention to it so that we might learn from it. We're invited to pay attention to the living of our lives so that we might discern some of the things that are in that blessing. What are our longings? What is it that leads us and the world around us to flourishing? Toward what is the sacred, the divine, the holy calling us? In what do we find deep delight? This life that we have been given is a holy gift each and every day, not just at the beginning of a new year or the end of an old year. But maybe on this day, this last day of 2023, we can acknowledge the gift of life by paying attention, by reflecting, by moving toward more alertness in the living of our lives. And as we do that, maybe that will help us say thank you to God, who is the giver of this gift of life and every good gift. Amen.